Saeed Abedini. We've been talking about him today. He's an Air One listener. He and his family, they have little kids. He and his wife. There's nothing. People think sometimes people in these situations are like superhuman, or they're saints or something, like not normal people like us. They are normal people like us. He went back to start an orphanage in Iran, where he's originally from, an American citizen, arrested, now facing potential execution. And he has been able to listen to Air One. I don't know if he's able to listen right now, but we talked with his wife just a little bit ago, right before the show started. I asked her, her name is Nagme Abedini, and I asked her, because you have little kids, how did you tell them what's going on with their dad? Have you told them what's going on with their dad?
Well, when they first took Saeed, prevented him from leaving the country in July, he was under house arrest. They could at least see him on the computer. And I have a 6-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son. And when they took him physically, right at the house and took him, they kept coming and saying, "Can we see Daddy at least on the computer?" And they knew he couldn't physically come. He explained to them his passport is taken. He can't leave the country. But they had some joy that they could see him on the computer. And so they kept asking me for the first month. I did not know what to say, if it was too much to tell them about him being taken to prison. But the Lord led me to share that with them and be truthful. And just it was basically what I was afraid of was that they would just break. And what happened was that they were even more persistent in their prayers every night for Daddy to come home, and their relationship with God just has even, they put on worship music. He used to do their bedtime routines. He would sing, "Here I am to worship," and "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord," and "God is not dead." That was actually one of the last songs he would always listen to Air One, and that was one of the last songs he would sing with them. And so they have been putting on those music and just singing and worshiping and waiting for his return and trusting in God. And God has really used it to strengthen all of our faith, believing that he is in control and it will work everything for good and for his glory. And that's our prayer. When we pray with the kids, I say, let's pray that God's will be done. We want his name to be glorified in such a dark place, and that Muslims would come to know the love and grace of Jesus. And so it's been hard, but the Lord's been so gracious and so amazing through all of this that I just look at myself and I say, where does this peace come from? I don't get it, because I didn't have it before, and I was going through a lot of anxiety and depression, and I look at myself and I say, it's just a miracle. I look at myself and I just know it's a miracle that he's given me so much peace and so much joy, knowing that his name will be glorified through this and many will come to know him.
Air One is a different kind of radio station. We really are a community, and larger than that, a family, because of who God is. We also are different because we specifically want something from you, and from me too. And that is for our hearts to change, to be like God's, to be broken by the things that break the heart of God, to love the vulnerable, the least of these. So here's a guy who listens to Air One, lives in Boise, Idaho. That's what he does. He loves the least of these. And proud to have him as a spiritual brother. And his name's Saeed. If you just joined us, he is imprisoned in Iran, had his trial today, could face execution as soon as next week. His kids back home, his wife back home, Nagme is her name. I asked her, knowing what you know now, would you do this all again? Would you allow him to leave as a wife and a mom? Would you allow him to leave if you knew this was going to happen?
I know that God is really, really also shaping him and changing him for his glory, for a bigger work.
I know this. I think I know where the answer is going to be on this, but I did write down here, if you could go back in time and stop him from taking this trip back, would you do that? Or yes, you'd do it all again?
We would, because we prayed. My daughter was scared, actually, before he went. The night before he went, she had a really bad dream, and she said, "Daddy, don't go." Mm. And we prayed, and we felt like the Lord was saying, okay, it's going to turn out different this time, but you need to go. Mm-hmm. So just yes, because we could have never imagined this would have happened, but we know that it was his will, and that he will, even in the midst of this turmoil, he has a purpose. Usually, what the Lord spoke to me is that the way of the cross is usually how it works and how his name is glorified when we carry a cross and follow him. And it's through a lot of pain that we find our biggest blessing. I would have never thought how much I could just cling on to God and just be filled by him through this. And just that by itself, being able to just be so desperate and broken and on my knees and at such a state where I am connected with him is worth it. Whatever comes my way is worth it.
Maybe you've supported everyone in the past, or maybe you pray for us, or appreciate you listening. However you support us, you may not realize the different people that you're affecting. And to give you an idea, we're talking with Nagme Abedini. Her husband is standing trial, potentially facing execution for being a Christian in Iran. He's an American guy, but he is originally from Iran, and his parents lived there, and he was setting up an orphanage when they arrested him. He cares for the least of these, the orphans, which is a wonderful thing. But you may not have realized, and this is why I wanted to play this part of the interview for you, just exactly how you breathe encouragement into somebody's life in a remarkable way. Here's what Nagme, in fact, she interrupted me at one point and said, I got to tell you something.
Saeed was able to, before they took him, he was able to connect through internet, I believe, through Air One. He would listen to it here, and he said he was trying to send emails of all how it was encouraging him in Iran while he was under house arrest and just being encouraged by the music. And he even got to hear, Esther Lynn, and there was a song that really moved him. And he was, I don't know if his email ever got through. He said, I really want to make sure they know that how Air One has reached inside of Iran has been such an encouragement during his house arrest.
We had no idea.
Yes, I don't know where his email went, but he was trying to send some sort of an email to someone in your organization, getting that across. He was so blessed by it because he was under house arrest, and that was his one source of strength was the music.
Oh, man, that makes me want to cry. I'm so thankful, and I didn't get that email, I haven't seen it. I'm sure we all would have seen it. That's a big deal to us. So he had a favorite song. I know you said he liked the Newsboys song, God's Not Dead. What other artists does he like?
He likes Skillet, Newsboys, Toby Mac. Just the song the kids would just go crazy about and run around the house and worship at night was God's Not Dead, was the last song before he left in June. Was the one song they would just sing all the time. And he loved variety. He loved variety of different music on Air One, but this was by far the one they would sing the most, that God's Not Dead, and that he, just all the lyrics, that he's alive inside of us, and he's like a roaring lion, and I believe that that was in his mind as he went to Iran. He had such a passion. He had such a powerful conversion. And he had such a passion for Christ.
An absolutely remarkable story. If you're wondering, why does he keep talking about this? Think about it. One of us is facing execution for being a believer. He's an American. And we can do something about it. We can sign the petition. We can pray for him. His name's Saeed from Boise, Idaho. And he loves the least of these. This is what we're all about here at Air One. And so that's why it hits home. The other thing is, in the Bible, I was trying to find this. It's in 1 Corinthians. It says if one part suffers, one part of the body, we're described as like a body. If you belong to the family of Jesus, the people of Jesus, one part suffers, the other part suffers with it. So if you take that seriously, it becomes a big issue. And then if one part rejoices, you can rejoice with it. And by the way, there was a news report. In fact, it was national news. I know somebody caught it on the web, on Fox News and ABC, that he was being freed this morning. Not true. It made the rounds, but the idea was the Iranian government threw that up as a smokescreen to get people off their case. That's what I heard directly from the lawyer for the Abedinis, and Nagme herself, the wife of Saeed. So that is not true if you happen to hear that report, sadly. He is still facing this charge and this potential capital punishment. her response is fascinating. He's not a saint. Like we look at somebody, they're just totally different from us. He's a human being, and so is she. But as I was talking with Nagme a little bit earlier, she said, "I'm different than I was before. I used to deal with depression and anxiety all the time, and now I have a joy that's hard to explain." It really is. She said, "I almost feel like I'm betraying my husband." I'll let you hear her talk about it, but it's also him. While he's in prison, here's a bit of our conversation with Nagme talking about even after his beatings.
Even if in his prison letters, you see that those who are beating him up, who are persecuting him, he's loving them, he's forgiving them, and he's sharing Christ with them. Mm. And I've been able to hear through visitations people have had, his family has had, that he's shared the gospel with so many people in that dark, horrific prison.
Uh-huh. And people don't, a lot of people are naive, frankly, about, they think all religions basically teach the same thing. They don't understand that the idea that God actually loves you is revolutionary to people. So when they see somebody who actually loves them, it's stunning.
Yes, he talks about people, interrogators, and even the doctor who is supposed to treat him, finding out, and the nurse finding out that he's a Christian, and they call him filthy, and they treat him horrifically, and he has talked about reaching out and just loving on them and respecting him, and they don't get it. He said a few times, he said, there's tears in their eyes, and I see great respect in their eyes after they've abused me, the interrogators, and I just smile at them, and I respect them, and I just love on them, and they don't get it. They don't understand it. He said in one of the interrogators' eyes, he's seen tears. When after he beat him up, Said was able to forgive him and love on him. And so they don't get that because it's supernatural. Uh-huh. Like the same in my life, the peace and joy, it doesn't make sense in human terms because it has to come from God.
That's Nagme Abedini. It doesn't make sense on human terms. It's a miracle. She said that joy, even now in the midst of it, she's in the midst of it right now. You can sign the petition. Go to air1.com, left-hand side, to free Saeed.
The Brant Hansen Show Podcast.